The community of Parkland, Florida, is reeling from the news that two young people have died. On Friday, 19-year-old Sydney Aiello was buried 5 days after she died by suicide. Aiello was a senior at Marjory Stoneman Douglas last year at the time of the mass shooting. A day later, another student died. The high school sophomore, whom authorities haven't identified, apparently took his life. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Parkland.
People in Parkland call it a close-knit community, one that pulled together after the tragedy. These new deaths are a new trauma to a community that's hurting.
Well, absolutely. It's heartbreaking.
Ryan Petty is the father of Elena Petty, a freshman killed in the high school shooting. Following the new deaths, a post to his Twitter account read, 17 plus 2, with a broken heart.
This is something that we recognized was a possibility early on and tried to drive awareness. I'm hoping that as a community, we now recognize the threat is very real.
It's impossible to say exactly what led these two young people to take their lives. Sydney Aiello was close friends with Meadow Pollock, one of the students killed in the attack. Her parents say she struggled with survivor's guilt. Shortly after her graduation, she shared a post about suicide prevention on her Facebook page with a hashtag, asking for help is not a weakness. Les Gordon, a family therapist who counsels students and former students of Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, says survivor's guilt is a problem for many of his clients.
They wonder why they're alive and their friend is not, why their family can continue to grow and live and make a life, and why this other family can't. They just feel terrible.
On Sunday, school officials, mental health professionals, parents, and others held an emergency meeting on how to respond to the suicides and reach others who may be at risk.
All right, thank you so much.
In a shopping center just a mile from the high school, today volunteers were moving in furniture and supplies for a health and wellness center for the community. It was supposed to open in about a month. Director Sarah Franco says because of the suicides, it's opening ahead of schedule now with a critical message.
What we're asking parents to do is on a daily basis to sit down with their children who are middle and high school age and ask them if they have any thoughts of dying or any thoughts of suicide and hurting themselves.
The Wellness Center, dubbed Eagles Haven after the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School mascot, is being funded by a Department of Justice grant and is modeled after similar programs started after school shootings in Columbine and Sandy Hook. Franco says besides being available through the drop-in center, counselors are reaching out to students and others affected by the tragedy to connect them with therapists. Ryan Petty says following the death of his 14-year-old daughter, Elena, he and his family have seen counselors and it's helped.
You know, we're not there yet. We have good days and we have bad days, but I can just tell everyone how important it is to seek help. And for those that we're concerned about, you know, friends, family, neighbors, students, let's help them get the help that they need. That's my message to everyone today.
Therapists say more than a year after the tragedy, only a fraction of those affected by the shootings have sought counseling. The recent suicides are a reminder, they say, that for many, the trauma is still fresh and healing requires help. Greg Allen, NPR News, Parkland, Florida.
We want to pause here to note and say that suicide is preventable. If you're in crisis or know someone who is, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK or text TALK to 741-741.
This is NPR News.